Miss Jha from Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
Okay.
Good. I'm glad
What
I
is your
finally got a
name
hold of you.
again?
It's a Jha.
Is it JIA?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they wrote it down. I thought they wrote it wrong. It's
Oh,
a
they
different
did?
name.
Yeah, that's how you spell it, JIA.
Oh, what's up?
I think I was following up on the finance offer mail to you about 2 weeks ago, and I'm also looking here on the file. Looks like a couple years ago, you got a equipment financing loan through us. So I just wanted to touch base with you and see what your upcoming financial needs are. Maybe additional equipment for your restaurant or bringing on some additional capital.
No, but I didn't know that I had an approval a couple weeks ago. No one told me that.
Oh no, I sent a it was another pre-approval offer. We
Oh,
saw
pre-approval, I see.
How
Yeah, I was dealing with a Matt Krueger.
I see that here.
I thought I was turned down when he was handling the thing. And I don't remember the reason, but
Yeah, I see that you p applied before, and then I think it also looks like you actually funded one in back in 08, 09. So it's been a while, so you might not remember already.
no, I don't remember.
Yeah, it looks like it was a piece of equipment for your restaurant.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're paid off now, so that's probably why you don't remember. It's only a 3-year term.
Good.
Yeah. How's
Well,
business been?
I could use some money. I have an ice cream store here in Pittsburgh, and it's snowing as we speak. I've been here 14 years, and I never close. But I opened a coffee and donut shop 2 years ago because I thought it would help me get through the winter months here in the ice cream business.
That's a good
And
thought.
I guess I picked the wrong location because it never got off the ground.
Oh no.
And in fact, it cost me money. It cost me a lot of money. It cost me my credit rating.
Oh jeez.
I always had an 800 plus credit rating. I was always proud of my credit, and now it's in the low fives.
Oh no.
I have no money. I'm trying to get through the winter here, and I'm trying to borrow a little bit of money to get through these next couple of months.
Okay, we can definitely do that. And the good thing is, our loans are, based mostly on your business, your cash flow on that, and we look at your personal credit, but we both base most of it off of your business. So that's a good part of it. How much are you looking to bring on?
Well, a maximum of 20,000, but I would take what I could get.
Hello?
You know, because this is a seasonal business, I guess you're going to ask me for some statements. I think I should probably send you over a year's worth of statements.
If it's seasonal, I would need the full year so that we can see a broader
Okay.
picture of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit earlier. I couldn't hear. You said the maximum was 20. What was the minimum?
Oh, I said I'd take what I could get.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay. How was their gross annual sales like last year?
Last year was 325. The year
Okay.
before was 389.
Okay. All right. I'm just making some notes here. 385. Okay. Well, based off of the gross annual sales I see here, the 325, we can definitely get you that 20, maybe even a little bit more if you need it, but we don't want to get too much, put a burden on your business.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And do you sell anything besides ice cream?
No, that's all I have now is the ice cream
Oh,
store.
okay. Well, I heard, you know, I was talking to some customers over in the East Coast. They said that it's not as cold this summer, this winter. But you are you guys
no,
a lot colder?
I still have two more bad months to get through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, toward the end of April,
mm-hmm.
things start to pick up for me. So that's when I need the money to get through a couple more bad months here.
Right, right, exactly. And do you get a lot of, like, tourists to visit to the area you're at during the summer months?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. And, you know, just kind of, interested in the business. Do you guys have any, like, a lot of, like, foreigners that visit, or just mostly, like, domestic people from the States?
No, it's just domestic.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been in business for?
14 years.
Nice. Have you, were you in the ice cream making industry before that, too, or?
No, I was a car dealer.
Oh, you were a car dealer.
Yeah.
What kind of car dealer?
You wouldn't believe that I had all three, Chevy, Dodge, and Ford.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I went through a divorce, and ended up selling the business to satisfy the divorce, and then I looked around for something else to do, and I decided on this. This is a franchise.
Mm.
We're on the eastern, strictly on the eastern part of the United States.
Oh, okay.
But there's 200 of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I guess we don't have many of Buster's ice cream over here, so I didn't know it was a franchise.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Dunkin' Donuts, and we have, you know, Seattle's
right.
Best, and
right.
You guys have Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And the 20 or the $20,000, are you looking to basically just, you know, pay for the bills and keep the doors open until then?
Yes.
Do you have any?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Because once the late spring hits through summer, I'm in good shape.
Okay.
And up until I opened up this stupid coffee and donut shop,
mm-hmm.
Every year I was able to make enough money in the good months to sustain mm-hmm. me in the bad months.
Mm-hmm.
But this another venture for me for Luke here. So.
I see. Okay. Well, I've got a lot of good information, and from the sounds of it, we can definitely help you out. So our application is very easy. I'll send it all over to you via email. Just need the 1 year of bank statement, just to, you know, take a look at you know, the seasonal of it, and then your 20. Did you do 2015's tax return already?
No, I didn't.
No. Okay, so I just need 2014's tax return. And also just the application itself, which I will send over to you. And then also, you take credit cards at your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just need your credit card processing. Okay. Just the credit card processing off of that as well. If you have the full year, that'd be great, just so we can see, you know, everything. If not, just the four most recent months would work.
I think I go back about 6 months with them.
You 6 months? Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
And I'll have to email them to you. I have them on
exactly.
Email.
Yeah, okay. I'll email it over. I'll email this list of documents I'll need along with the application. And when do you think you can get all the documents back to me?
Today it's a little after 4:00 here now, so probably within the hour.
Mm. Okay, sounds good. What's your email?
Herb, H-E-R-B, Gilner, G-I-L-L-N is in Nancy, E-R, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. So, Herb, G-I-L-L-N-E-R at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and send this over to you. And once you send it over to me, I'll give you a call and just let you know I've gotten everything. And if there's any additional questions I have, then I can ask you then too. Okay?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bye.